30 years is a long time in any business, and in Cincinnati theater, it is one of the outstanding records, especially in our community and semi-professional arenas. Joining me for their 30th anniversary season is Bunny Arsman, the Artistic Director of Showbiz Players. Welcome, Bunny.
Thank you.
And Jeff Richardson, who plays Captain George B. Swan in their upcoming production of The Civil War. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, Bunny, first of all, 30 years.
Yes.
Has it flown by?
Yes, it has, actually. It's been a long time.
And of course, you know, when you get to an anniversary season, oftentimes you want to pull something onto the stage that you've been wanting to do for a while. Is The Civil War one of those pieces?
Yes, it is. The Civil War is a show that has meant a lot to us. This is our third time to do The Civil War. The first time was back in 2002. The second time we did it was at the Freedom Center for Tall Stacks. So when we were approaching our 30th anniversary, the show we had to do was The Civil War.
What is it about this particular piece that draws you back to it?
Well, the first time we did The Civil War was right after 9/11. The country was in a state of turmoil. People weren't sure what to do. They were angry. And so we approached the Civil War at that time as a way for people to reflect and people to come together. When we did it at Tall Stacks, it was such an honor to be able to do the show at the Freedom Center. And so this time, since it was a part of our 30th anniversary, and after this past year with such turmoil and reflection, it just seemed very appropriate to bring this show back.
Now, Jeff, what is it about this show that you're looking forward to working with?
It's going to be such an emotional show that really draws to the core of most people. I don't think that the show is specifically just a historical statement. I think the Civil War never really ended. It just changed its stripes or color, per se. It spread out into different elements, whether it was persona or the way things were handled in the country. That's why even today, some of the songs and topics that are seen in the show, you just make it a modern day garb or modern day appearance, and it's still here.
Now, this is a fairly large cast. How many people are joining you on stage?
31.
And then, of course, this is a musical, so everybody's singing up there.
That is correct.
What is the challenge of directing such a large number of people?
Well, one, the Carnegie stage isn't really all that big. Luckily, they don't all appear together until the end. The show is complex. There's an enslaved ensemble. There's, of course, the soldiers, and then there's civilians. Getting them together in different numbers and approaching the songs in a different style from the other previous versions was a little bit of a challenge. We wanted it to be as emotional and as powerful as the previous versions were, but yet we wanted a different approach than the other two times. And so that was a little bit of a challenge. But I think people will really feel the difference from the other two, but yet connect the way they did with the other versions as well.
Now, Bunny has mentioned that bringing the show back now, considering current affairs in our country, is a significant portion of the motivation behind it. Jeff, do you find that you and the cast are discovering parallels or messages from this period that ring true today?
Yes. And the one thing is a good portion of the cast have done the shows before, either in both events or one or the other. And seeing the way Bunny has decided to redirect it, there we're all seeing a newer light of, reading the book for the second time and catching elements of it that are more important than when you read it the first time. And so I really think that when people come and see it and then they walk off without being able to say anything because it hits them very, very close to the heart and that they can relate to it, especially the way we'll end it with the technology that we have nowadays to involve emotions. I think this is going to be one that's going to pull a lot of people in, and our own cast is very much embedded in that. This is a show that's just as much for the actors as it is for the audience.
With historical pieces, oftentimes one of the things that we as theater performers are aware of is not to make it a sort of a history lesson. We want to bring a more human element to it. And actually, this piece is written in such a way to do that.
That is correct. We don't bombard people with a lot of statistics. The show is about emotion, and it looks at the war through the eyes of the people that were there. So it's not about the battles. It's not about strategy and who won what battle and how the generals approached each battle. We do use historical photographs as far as projections, and so you can get an idea of what it looked like back then. We do use some statistics so that you can get an idea of the casualties that each battle had, so that you can get an idea of the impact that the war had on the people that were there. And it gives you an idea of how powerful and what the country went through of having people fight against brother, which is the whole idea of this show.
Jeff, preparing for your character, did you learn anything that you didn't know before regarding participation in the Civil War?
I learned more because I had to look at some of the characterization on it. But the name that I have been given actually is because I have a Civil War saber that has the name George B. Swan on it. And so it was looking into that character to see that he was a quartermaster for the Indiana Reserve Regiment and trying to figure out some of that, which, again, draws you into it. Just like when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you're very attentive to that brand. Anything that's Civil War on the news or anything that's Civil War on the TV or in the magazines, you're paying attention to it. So you're looking for how do you tie this in? You know, my character starts off as an affluent shop owner, but then becomes the captain. He becomes dulled and blunted by the fact of war and recognizes that seeing human bodies now doesn't affect him as it would if he had seen a human body right outside of his storefront.
We've mentioned that this is the 30th anniversary for the Showbiz Players, and Bunny, this has been your baby for 30 years, and the baby's grown up. You're getting ready to bring the history of Showbiz Players to a conclusion. How does that feel?
Well, there comes a time when you know that it's time to go. And we made the decision that we were not going to be able to continue to be able to offer the types of shows that we wanted to offer. So one of the reasons that we picked Civil War was we wanted this show to be our legacy. And we were convinced that the people in Cincinnati, the theater community in Cincinnati, would be supportive. If we said that, hey, this is our last show, and if we're honest about it and said, hey, this is it, we're going to do the best we know how to do, that they would come and support us. And so that's why we decided to kind of go out in a blaze of glory. And that's why we decided to do it this way.
One of the unique things is that Bunny has put together a second poster that has captured all the show posters throughout Showbiz's history. And for all of us who are recent participants in the group, to look back on that legacy and see all these shows, and then to see some of the people who have been tenured there for a long time pointing out that I was in that one and in that one, do you remember that? There's a lot of memories in that. So there are people out in the Cincinnati community that just for the fact of coming to see the show will be able, if they were in a Showbiz production, buy one of these posters just for the remembrance of all the different shows that they were associated with.
We should say that even though Showbiz Players is winding down to its conclusion, that many of the people involved, including yourself, Bunny, are going to be getting involved in other activities, other projects. In fact, you're going to be directing next year for Footlighters.
Yes, next year I'll be directing You're in Town for Footlighters. That's the one thing about Cincinnati theater. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody works with everybody on other things. So there is life after Showbiz. So even though we're sad, it's a great accomplishment, and that's what we're looking at. So we're happy that we've made it this far, and we're going to have one big party after the last show. So we just hope everybody comes to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be like a New Orleans big extravaganza funeral. I mean, we're going to party. We're going to showcase it. We don't want to go off in a whisper. The group wants to celebrate the years that were there, celebrate its closure, and then move on.
I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Bunny Arzman, Artistic Director of the Showbiz Players. Thank you, Bunny.
Thank you.
And Jeff Richardson, who was in the cast of Civil War.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Showbiz Players production of the Civil War, running Friday, April 28th through Saturday, May 6th at the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Forever, when the blue meets the gray, every rebel will.